you, Jesus. Thank 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 you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you on today, Father God. We thank you on today, Father God, for your word that has already gone forth, Father God. It never fails to confirm, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you on today, Father God, for bringing us to who we are right now, Lord God, to hear your word and receive your word, Lord God, that we may be able to receive everything that you have for us, Lord God. And right now, Father God, as we open up our hearts to accept, we may be able to receive, Father God. We want to bless your name and lift you up, God. We want to exalt you and glorify you, Lord God, for you are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, Father. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, Father. And you are greatly to be praised, Lord God. And we just want to exalt you and lift you up, Lord God. We want to magnify your name, Lord God. We want to let you know just how much we appreciate you on today, Father God, for your word, Lord God, that resonates on inside of our hearts and our minds, God. That word, Lord God, that you're allowing to make us free. That word that you're giving us, Lord God, to break up some things inside of our lives, Lord God, that some things may be loose. That we may bind them up, Father God, and cast them down, Father God. That we may, Father God, to speak some things of our lives, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our lives, Father God. We want to tell you right now, Lord God, it means so much to us, Father God, for you to be so concerned about us, God, and seeing about us, Lord God, solving our problems and meeting our needs, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, because you're not leaving, Father God, any area unturned, Father God. Oh, God, you're going into the cracks and the crevices, Father God. You're going up under the rugs, Father God. You're going into the closets, Lord God. You're getting rid of the cobwebs, Lord God. You even make sure, Lord God, that we don't have anything that's clogged up, God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we know that nobody else, Lord God, is able or capable, Lord God, of doing what you're doing for us, Lord God. We want to tell you that we appreciate you, Lord God. We appreciate you, Father God, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. And most of all, Father God, for what you already have done, Lord God. Oh, God, you sent your only begotten Son, Lord God, to shed his blood for us, Lord God. He gave up his life, Lord God. We may be here today, God, and have been have life and have it more abundant, Lord God. We want to tell you thank you, Lord God, for the price that you paid, God, and the sacrifice that you made, Lord God. And even, Father God, for that veil being torn, God, we can commune with you, God, and come to you one-on-one, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we want to tell you that we are so grateful, Father God, to be able to commune with you, Lord God. And when we talk to you, you talk back, God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We can even hear you, Lord God, and hear you clear, Lord God. And we thank you for your spirit, God. We thank you for your spirit, Lord God, that resides in us, God. And when you allow your spirit to rest upon us, God, and give us some peace. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for that peace that you've given us, oh, God. That we may continue, Father God, to hope in you, God. That we may continue, Father God, to abide in you, God. That we may continue, Lord God, to just continue in you, God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you on today, Father God, because without your spirit, we could not continue, God. Because we don't know what to do or how to do, or even when to go or how much to do, Father God. But we want to say thank you, Father God, for allowing your spirit, Lord God, to keep us in check and keep us in order. We thank you for your spirit, Father God, giving us what to say and how to say. We thank you for your spirit, Father God, that just simply rests upon us, Lord God. That we may be able to have some peace, Lord God, even in the midst of chaos, Lord God. That peace that surpasses all understanding, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, nobody else, Lord God, is able to do what you're doing for us, Lord God. And nobody else, Lord God, does us like you do, God. We want to tell you, Lord God, that we appreciate you, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to tell you right now that we love you so much, God. We thank you for loving us so much, God. Loving us too much, Lord God. It just squeezes all the love inside of us, Lord God, out. That we may love the way that you want us to love, God. Oh, God. Nobody else but you can do us like you do. Nobody else, Lord God, can move like you move, Lord God. And nobody else, Lord God, can even speak to us like you speak to us, God, because you know how to get through, Father God. You know how to tear down the walls and the barriers, Lord God. You know how to make sure, God, that we understand that thing that we didn't have no clarity in understanding, God. We thank you on today. Oh, Lord God, there is nobody else like you, Lord God. And we raise you up on today, God. There is no God above you, Lord God. Nobody else can take your place to fill your shoes, God. Nobody else, Lord God, can be for us what you are for us, Lord God. And that's any and everything that we need, Father God. You are I am. And you are greatly to be praised, God. And we just honor you on today, Father God. As we lift you up in adoration on today, Father God. Because you, Lord God, are glorious. You're awesome and amazing in all of your ways. And we just want to tell you that we are grateful, Lord God, to have you in our lives, Father God. Because we know without you, Lord God, we are nothing. Without you, God, we can be nothing, Father God. Without you, Father God, we ain't even got no common sense, Lord God. Because you're the one, Lord God, that regulates the minds, God. You're the one, Lord God, that allows us even to form a thought, Father God, that makes it make sense, God. It is you that give us the wisdom and the knowledge. It is you, Father God, that give us the understanding of that wisdom, knowledge, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we are because you are, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, because everything that you're molding, shaping us to be, Father God, is what you have preordained and predestined us to be, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Father God, helping us to embrace who we are in you, even the more, Father God, and find out who we are in you even the more, God, and walk in it, God, with power and authority, Lord God, not in arrogance, Lord God, but humility, meekness, and lowest, Father God, because it is you, Lord God. It is you, Father God, that put these things on inside of us, God. And what a great work that you have begun. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the great work that you've begun, Lord God. Because we know that you're faithful to perform, God. And you're more than able and capable, Lord God, even helping us accomplish what you're trying to accomplish in us, Lord God. And that's making us great, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to tell you once today, Father God, that you mean everything to us, God. And we know, Father God, if it had not been for you on our side, God. If it had not been for you having our backs. And it had not been for you going before us, God. Oh, Lord God, we don't know where it would be, Father God, because it is you, Lord God, that covered our backs, Lord God. It was you, Father God, that led the way, Father God, and stood by our side, God. Thank you for walking through the fire with us, Lord God, that we didn't have to come out smelling like smoke, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for even covering us in the storms, Lord God, because we know it could have been worse, Lord God, because there are many people, Lord God, who are walking in the eye of the storm, but you covered us, God, that we don't have to get the worst of it, God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for even teaching us how to fight in the storm, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, giving us, Lord God, that hope that we may continue to bless and praise you, God, even in spite of, Lord God, because we know, Father God, that you are good. Everything about you is good. Everything you do for us is good, Lord God, and you're working it all out for our good, even if it may not look good, God. We know that you work all things out for our good, and we want to take you a thank you on today, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we can never repay you for all that you have done, Father God. We can't thank you enough, Father God. So the least that we can do right now, God, is open up our mouths and give you thanks and praise and acknowledge you, Father God, for any and everything that you're doing, Father God, because we know, Lord God, it's nothing and nobody else but you, God. Oh, Lord God, we give you the glory and praise, God. We give you credit where credit is due, Father God, because we know, Father God, that nobody else is doing what you're doing in our lives but you, Lord God. Nobody else is working it out for us, God. Nobody is situating us, God. Nobody else, Father God, is allowing these things to take place in our lives but you, God. And we give you all the glory, God, all the honor, God, and all the praise, Father God. Oh, God, we owe you so much, Lord God. But all we have to give you right now, God, is us. So we bring ourselves to you right now, God, and present ourselves a living sacrifice unto you, God. And we ask on today, God, that we may be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, God. That our sacrifice unto you on today, Father God, is acceptable, God. That we are a sweet savor unto you, Father God. That we are not a stitch to your nostrils, Lord God. And when you look down and smile down upon us, God, you can say, good and well done, my faithful servant, God. Oh, Lord God, you have been so good to us, God. And we want to tell you that we are truly grateful, Lord God, for how good you have been to us, God, even in spite of us being us, Lord God. Oh, God, so many things that you have done for us, God. The healing in our bodies, Lord God. The stability in our minds, Father God. The provisions that you have made for us, God. And they are numerous, Lord God. We can't even keep counting all the ways that you provide for us, God. Oh, Lord God, we want to tell you a thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for everything that you're doing for us, Lord God, individual, God, as well as those connected to us, Father God. Oh, Lord God, you have been so good to us, Lord God. You have been better than good, Father God. So the least that we can do right now, God, express our gratitude and appreciation, so Lord. Right now, God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Oh, Lord, you did not have to do it, but you did. And we are so grateful that you did. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Oh, Lord, you owe us nothing. You're not obligated to do anything, God, but we are so grateful. We are so grateful, God, that you chose to do these things for us, and you keep on loving us the way that you do, Lord God, and helping us, God, to achieve and accomplish those things you have already spoken into our lives, God. Lord, you love us so much. You love us so much, God, and we thank you. We thank you for your goodness in our lives, Father God. Oh, God, we can never repay you for what you have done for us, Lord God. But we will continue to bless your name and acknowledge it in every chance that we get, Father God. We shall continue to lift up our hands, Lord God, and wave them, Lord God, and do a dance, Lord God, and exalt you any way that we can, Father God. And in spite of what we go through, Father God, we will not allow those things to keep us from blessing and praising your name, because you have been so good, too good to us, Lord God. And we can't hold anything back, Lord God. We got to give you the praise, God. We got to give you the glory. We got to give you the honor. We got to tell somebody about what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you have been so good to us, God, even when it seemed bleak, even when it seemed, Father God, that like there was no way, God, we knew that that was a lie, God, because we know that we serve a God that is able, a God that is capable of doing all we can ask, think, or even imagine. We know that we serve a God that can do everything that surpasses our expectations. We know that we serve a God that holds all power in his hand, and all things are possible with him. All things are possible with you, Lord God, and we know that you are able. And you are faithful to perform that thing, Lord God. We know that we can depend on you, God, and trust you with us. So, Lord God, today we stand We stand in awe of you as we praise your name, God, and tell you today, Father God, we trust you with us, Lord God. And if by chance, Lord God, we are in your way, let us know, God. We will willingly get out your way, Lord God, because we know that you know what you're doing. You don't need us, Lord God, but you choose to use us, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be a part of what you're doing in the earth, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, continue to use us as you see fit. Continue, Lord God, to let our will be willing, Lord God. And not just willing, Lord God, but willingly and obedient, Lord God. All unto you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, continue to order our footsteps and direct our path. Continue, Father God, to lead us, God, to show us the way, Father God. And let's continue, Father God, have eyes to see you and your way and follow you, God, because you are the way, the truth, and the life, Father God. Oh, Lord God, continue to give us ears to hear you, God, and eyes to see you, Father God, and a heart to open up to receive you, God, and make room for you, Lord. So right now, Lord God, if there be anything in the way, Lord God, that's not allowing you to come in, God, we give you permission to move it out the way. We give you permission to take it away, God, because we want you to fill up every room, God, because we not only want you, God, but we need you in our hearts, God, because we are nothing without you, God, and we don't got you in our hearts, Lord God. It's going to be so hard for us to do other things, God, but we know as long as you reside in our hearts, God, that we can do all things. And we thank you right now, Lord God, because we know, God, with you, we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, Lord God. We are nothing without you. We want to tell you thank you right now, God, for what man said was impossible, Lord God, letting us know, Father God, that it was possible. What they said was impossible, you made it possible, Lord God. We want to tell you thank you right now, God, for those doors that you are opening, Lord God. We want to tell you thank you right now, God, for the ways that you're preparing, God. We want to tell you thank you right now, God, for even teaching us how to receive every blessing, Lord God, making sure that we are ready to be open and receive it, Lord God. So right now, God, we open up our hearts. We open up our hands, Lord God. And we say, Father God, teach us how to receive our blessings, Lord God. And as you teach us, Lord God, let's accept the teaching process, God, because we know we got to go through some things, experience some things to be taught that we may be able to receive our blessings, Lord. So right now, God, we thank you for even helping us have a heart of acceptance and a heart of flesh, where we don't harden our hearts because of the tests and the lessons, Lord God, that are molding us and shaping us, God, that are helping us, Lord God, to be able to get to where you need to get, God, to receive what you have for God. But in the midst of you teaching us, God, and us opening up our hearts, God, we come into agreement, Lord God, with everything you have spoken to us about us, God, over our lives, God. Oh, God, we're standing in agreement, Father God, for everything that you have said to us about us and every promise that you have made, God. Oh, Lord God, we declare and decree, Lord God, that your word is true, and that is yes and amen. Oh, God, we thank you on today for helping us to stand on your word, Lord God, and continue to press through, Father God, until we see it, Father God, because we know, Lord God, that we will see your goodness in this life as we live, that we receive every promise that you have made, Lord God, and we want to tell you thank you in advance for, God. We thank you in advance, Father God, for even strengthening us in our hearts, Lord God, that we will not get weary in our well-doing. We will not faint, Father God, and that we, Lord God, will be willing to wait on you, God, because you said you shall renew our strength, and we wait upon you, Lord God. So, Lord God, continue to remove the strength. Continue, Father God, to renew the strength of your people on today as they wait on you, Lord God. And in their waiting, Father God, continue to equip them with what they need, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you on today. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us that strength in our heart, Lord God, that we will run and not faint, Lord God, that we will soar, and that we continue, Lord God, to endure. Continue to endure, Lord God. Continue, Father God, the process and the transformations, Lord God, and the great work that you have begun, Father God. It may be able to begin to see it, Lord God, because we know that you're working. That you're working, you're working, you're working, you're working, God, behind the scenes on our behalf. And we thank you for the great work that you are doing right now in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I'm just coming to you right now to uplift your people to you, Lord God, as they wait on you while you're working, Lord God. Touch their minds and touch their hearts, Lord God. Lord God, continue to perfect that thing that concerns them, Lord God. And continue, Lord God, to give them the strength to press through it and do it, like not get the towel in, throw the towel in, or give up, Father God, because we know, God, you ain't gave up on us. And we're sure not going to give up on you, God. So touch your people right now, Father God, and remove anything that would cause them to be discouraged in their hearts or in their minds, God, because we know, God, what we see, what we hear, Father God, and what we, Father God, may have other people say to us, God, is not really what it is, Lord God. Let them not be deceived by what they see, what they hear, Father God, and especially what somebody else says, Lord God, to them about you, God, because we know that you are able and you are capable, Father God, and you're working all things out for our good. Lord God, continue to touch every prayer that's on the prayer wall, God, and every prayer that's on the altar box, and consider them and answer those prayers, Lord God. Lord God, I'm asking right
right now, even continue, Father God, to touch the hidden prayers, oh God. Those that we have not spoken about, Father God. Those prayers, oh God, that's hidden in the screams, the moans, the groans, and the tears, and the silent cries, God. Oh God, continue to shepherd and see about your people on today, Father God. Oh God, even the prayers about our children, oh God. We know that our children go through things, oh God. And we know, Lord God, you're even concerned about them, Lord God. So, Lord God, see about our children on today, God. And hear their hearts cry, God. And help them to understand, Lord God, that thing that they don't understand. Even give them the heart of acceptance, God, to accept that thing, Father God. They feel like it's unacceptable unto them on today, Father God. Because we know that our children's feelings, they do matter, Father God. And they do experience things. So, God, touch our children on today, Father God. And continue to have your way in our life, God. Oh, Lord God, on today, we thank you for this day yet again. We shall continue to rejoice and be glad in God. We shall continue to sing praises unto your name, Father God, for you are worthy, God, and you are greatly to be praised, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, that you would even continue to touch those, God, who may have been in the path of the storm, God. Oh, God, touch their hearts and touch their minds, God. If there are any losses or tragedies, Lord God, I'm asking that you would comfort the people on today, Father God. And I'm asking right now, God, you'll be Jehovah Jireh for them right now, God. And that you, Lord God, will make provision for them, Father God, whatever it is that they may be leading or lacking, Father God. And we know, God, that your arms are not short and neither are they slack, Lord God, that you will provide and make a way, Lord God. Oh, God, let them trust in you, Lord God, knowing that even when they were in the midst of a real storm, God, that you are still in control of it all, Lord God. And you can work all things out for their good, Lord God. Restore some things, replace some things, Father God, and prepare your people for the hearts of the new, Father God, that they may be able to embrace what you're trying to prepare them to receive. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for preparing all of us for the new, because you say all things new. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. You are truly one of a kind, Lord God. You're awesome, you're magnificent in all of your ways. And we praise your name, Lord. And we pray and ask these things, Father God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.